Lovely to talk to you again, Carl. Welcome.
Hey, Pippa. So good to talk to you as well.
Thank you. We're going to start in Qatar and pick up on a story I was discussing with Adam Gilchrist earlier in the week, Carl, that, well, it's 50 days tomorrow until the FIFA World Cup kicks off, and the host country is scrambling to boost its security preparations, including roping in a whole lot of civilians to work at checkpoints during the tournament. Only problem is it doesn't sound like all of them are exactly willing conscripts, Carl.
Yes, Pippa, it seems you ahead of the curve here. They firstly tapping into military services as well as civilians, and they recalling diplomats from around the world to help them, labeling it their patriotic duty to participate. So Qatar's expecting 1.2 million fans, and the population is, well, in 2020 it was 2.8 million. So you can understand it's a big logistical issue. Turkey will also provide 3,000 riot police for stadiums and hotels. But, I mean, it is concerning with 50 days to go to the World Cup that security is such a big issue. And this is on the backdrop of the beautiful Lusail Stadium, which cost close to $800 million. They're kind of a dress rehearsal. This is where the final will be played. Their first match ever at the stadium was marred by kind of a lack of water accessibility, bathrooms, long transportation lines. It was a real nightmare for the 70,000 fans that went to this game. So there's a lot of things to watch out for this Qatar World Cup. Just keep a close eye on it. But I think they'll get their house in order.
One hopes so. I mean, this is obviously on the back of previous reports of abuse of construction workers building those beautiful stadiums, Carl. But the patriotic duty. I mean, imagine being a diplomat with a cushy posting overseas and a very happy home in an embassy somewhere, being called back to come and do some security duty for the World Cup. I wonder how they feel about that. Okay, let's move on to a very much happier story. Rassie has finally been released from the naughty corner as of today.
I think that is the perfect way to describe it, Pippa. Being released, because he's been banned for 10 months, so he couldn't be at the stadium and, you know, with the team on match day. I mean, he's the director of rugby, so technically it isn't a big deal. But, you know, he is such a galvanizing character for South Africa. But what an eventful 10 months, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
If you followed his Twitter account, you'd have seen him multiple videos about him crying, drinking, and that dance video that became iconic.
Playing with his bulldogs. Yep, he's been great.
Yes, exactly. I think his name was Frank. Frank the Bulldog.
Yes.
And then obviously he got into a couple of Twitter scuffles with ex-Springboks. And let's not forget the mistakenly sharing of the porn video. We can't overlook that. But he did say it was hacked. His account was hacked. So I think we'll take Rassie on his word there. The reason he was banned, obviously, was the video. And I think outside of South Africa, I think they viewed the video as a pretty crass move. I think us South Africans will feel justified because I think refs have tended to go against us, just generally speaking. It was an interesting moment in rugby. I've never seen a coach or director of rugby be that open with the leaked video.
Yeah.
But he served his ban, and it's good to have him back because we all do love Rassie and what he's done for us over the last few years.
And he'll be in the stadium in Dublin on the 5th of November. That's when the Springboks play their first match of their tour against Ireland, yes?
Exactly, Papa. And that match against Ireland are playing beautiful rugby. And then the week after that, we play France. So these are the two best teams in the world, according to world rankings. So November is going to be a fascinating tour for South African rugby fans. I cannot wait.
And his first day back in the stadium also, I believe, coinciding with his 50th birthday. So what a way to celebrate. Let's hope he can add to
doing the sports showdown.
The celebrate.
I love the research that you do. You're always on top of things.
Thanks, Carl. You make it a lot of fun. It's nice for me to have a chance to dig my teeth into some sports content every now and then. So I'm enjoying it. So 5 November, not only a big rugby game, but also a big birthday to be celebrated. Now, okay, this next story really has me intrigued, Carl, because I bet a lot of people hear about drama and accusations of cheating in the world of chess. And their immediate thought will be, how do you cheat at chess when people are watching every move you make on the board? But so much for chess being the gentleman's game. The reigning world champion has accused one of his fellow grandmasters of cheating.
Yes, he's accused 19-year-old American Hans Niemann of cheating. This is obviously five-time world champion Magnus Carlsen.
Yep.
And I think we also have to realize that this is also on the back of chess having a worldwide boom, obviously with Netflix's Queen's Gambit, which fueled it, and then going into a pandemic where we were all at home and we're playing online. So chess has really had a real boom. So there's a lot of eyes on the sport. So obviously there was a shock win by this young American. And then Magnus Carlsen withdrew from the tournament, kind of with a cryptic tweet suggesting he's cheated, but suggesting that Niemann has cheated. And this has gone on for a couple of days thereafter and a couple of weeks. And then they had a rematch. And then after one move, the world champion Carlsen left, which was controversy once more.
Mm.
But it seems that not everyone believes that Niemann is necessarily a cheater. There was someone with a good credibility that said, that concluded that he's clean. They basically analyzed all his games. However, the one thing that's going against Niemann is that he has admitted to cheating in his younger years. I mean, he's 19, but in his teenage years, he has admitted to cheating, but there is a school of thought that he's clean. However, this just showcases a big problem that's happening in chess, that how easy it is to cheat with new software coming out all the time.
Right.
And there's some world champions that are suggesting it's just impossible to catch these guys unless they play naked in a room where they can't get out.
And that's a whole nother sport. I don't know if the world is ready for just yet, Carl. Okay. Carl Lewis, lovely to have you with us. Thank you so much. Head of content at bet.co.za, bringing us today's sports showdown.